government archives. That's much better.
But I think then you ought to tell what it is, so the people won't go away with the idea that it's a Kennedy family Bible.
Well, you want to, Bill, listen to this right quick then. We'll go over it. George just have to hold up. Let's go over it, Abe. Marie, if your voice will let you, if not, give George your notes. Type them up where he can read them.
All right, the book which was used at the time President Johnson took his oath is and has been in the official government archives, together with other papers of the president. The book was delivered...
Wait a minute now. Wouldn't we say that at the White House?
No, sir, I wouldn't say that. That makes it look, they'll ask you to wind the White House keeping the government archives.
Well, it is at the White House, though, Bill.
Well, you got that in your next answer anyway.
All right, I just don't think you ought to say it's in the U.S. government archive. Let them call up the archivist and he say he never heard of it.
Right.
Do you get that point?
Yes, sir.
It's there in Dorothy Tarita's lap.
All right.
And you don't know the facts, so that's why I have to point them out. Go ahead now.
The book was delivered to the White House custodian of the presidential papers and documents, who has custody of those papers shortly after the group returned to Washington.
You might say in the executive office building, in U.S. government archives, U.S. government presidential papers in the executive office building. Is that a little better?
That's better.
Up in that first sentence?
Yeah.
In the official government archives in the executive office building?
I wouldn't say, I'd say U.S. government presidential papers. I wouldn't say archives, because you're going to get the archivist in this fight.
Right.
Do you agree, Abe?
It's all right, yeah.
U.S. government presidential papers. Go ahead.
All right, that goes back up to the first sentence then, which now reads, the book which was used at the time that President Johnson took his oath is and has been in the U.S. government presidential papers in the executive office building.
Now, is and has been implies to me that you deny and that you put it back in there. I don't know what it does to other people. It's a kind of a legal statement unless it's necessary. I just say the book has been in there. Or is in there, and then the next sentence you say it's delivered shortly afterwards, so I just say that the book is.
All right.
All right.
Go ahead.
The book is, the book which was used at the time that President Johnson took his oath is in the U.S. government presidential papers in the executive office building, together with other papers of the president. The book was delivered to the White House custodian of presidential papers and documents, who has custody of those papers, shortly after the group's return to Washington. The group returned to Washington.
To the White House, if you want to. To the custodian who has charge of it. See?
All right, sir. If there's a question on his...
Did you say government custodian?
I don't think that's necessary.
I'm just thinking, though, it kind of...
Official.
Yeah.
The official custodian.
That's all right. All right, go ahead.
All right. Has any decision been made as to its disposition? No. No decision has been made about this or specifically about a number of other papers of the president.
Many other papers, sir.
All right, read that.
No decision has been made about this or specifically about many other papers of the president. All right, can you describe this book? It is a missal, a prayer book, which along with other books was in the reading compartment of Air Force One.
Now, is that all?
Yes, sir.
Now, if Benny's going to go on to say that, I hope he's going on to say that it,
the description of the embossed initial
then you went on to say there's...
Let her read it. Read it, Marie. Go on.
There is nothing that would identify this as the property of President Kennedy or anybody else, except the leather cover, which had...
Of course, that does identify it. I think you ought to say there's nothing that would identify.
What? Well, let's get across the fact that there is no signature, handwriting... in the book.
I would say the prayer book has a page for names and dates, which is blank. In the cover to the prayer book on the inside, JFK initials.
Printed, stamped.
Stamped initials.
What do those initials say?
RFK, JFK.
They're not stamped. It's embossed in the slip cover.
All right, embossed, whatever it is.
In the leather slip cover.
Mr. Justice, you want to give me that sentence?
Well, that raises a lot of questions.
Sure does.
Enough to make me wonder if it's not appropriate just to write and say that we have, upon looking, getting it out, and we looked inside and found these initials, and we would be happy to return it to Mrs. Kennedy.
But, well, you see, I think that I don't, I just think that we ought to find out a little more before we say anything like that. I think, for example, if we could ever be in the position of saying that this book was handed to Mrs. Hughes or even to Larry O'Brien by a steward aboard the plane, you raise the feeling that this is a conspiracy on our part to spirit away something that belongs to somebody else.
Mr. President, Bill, are you well enough to handle this up here? If you are, then I'd certainly suggest that the inquiries be referred up here, and I'll be glad to work with Bill and get this thing straightened out and then double-check it. That'd involve a call to Judge Hughes. I think we ought to...
Is that okay, Bill?
Pardon?
Is that okay?
That's fine.
All right. Are you well enough to handle it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Then what does George say then?
George says, we'll say that he doesn't know anything about it, but he understands that Mr. Moyers has the information. Or whatever you want to say.
Will that indicate panic on Bill's returning to Washington?
Yes, sir. I came back just for that purpose. I still...
Oh, you're not in Washington?
No, I'm in Washington, yes. I just want to register again my feeling that we ought not to let Newsweek magazine force us into doing something today that tomorrow will look hasty. I just think that George ought to say, gentlemen, I don't know anything about that. This is the first time I've seen it. I'm sure that we'll look into it and see what information we come up with. And let's take our goddamn good time to do it.
That's good. Well, right now, Bill, I didn't hear all of that.
I just think that this is my judgment. I just think you ought to say, gentlemen, this is the first I've seen of this. I don't know what Newsweek is talking about. And I'm sure that we'll look into to get the information on that as soon as we can.
Could he just say that all I know about it, I saw in the morning paper, I asked the president if he had read Newsweek. He said he hadn't seen it, and I'm sure that they'll look into it, and Bill will give you any information we have later.
That's good. Then I think Abe and I ought to call Justice Hughes. I think we ought to sit down with Larry O'Brien. I think we may even want to call in the steward of that plane.
Mm-hmm.
And get all of our facts before we are forced into making a statement now we might regret later.
I agree with that.
That's good.
Okay, then we'll let George go. You got any other suggestions for George and ask why he went back? What does he say?
Well, I just think that he could say if Bill returned to take a day off. I don't want anybody to know I'm going to the doctor. Because they always blame you for that. And that's not the case this time. Or any time. But I just think you ought to say Bill went back to take a day off. Or he went back to clean up papers at the office. I told him last night before I left that George would be briefing this morning and that I would just simply go back to work.
I imagine they're beginning to wonder now.
Okay, George, you run on. Is clear to you what you say?
Well, I say that it's the first I've seen of it, and that I asked you this morning whether you'd read Newsweek, and you said you had not, and that I was sure that...
I think what I'd say is I know nothing about it except the brief squib I saw in the paper this morning. I asked the president if he had seen the Newsweek statement or the script, and he said he knew nothing about it.
All right.
But he said he had not, period.
All right.
And then, if there's anything else, just say, we'll look into it, and I'll get you, I'll have Bill look into it.
Okay.
Okay, George, you want to ask Bill anything else about
I don't think so. I can talk to him again later.
And then we'll leave here, Bill, about 8 or 9 o'clock tonight.
All right, sir. 8, you want to meet me in the office about 30 minutes?
Sir?
You want to meet me in the office about 30 minutes?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, anything else either one of y'all want to say to me?
No, sir.
Bill, what worries me is how anyone would know this to give to Manchester.
Mr. President, he just went all over the place, I understand, and talked to everybody. And let me tell you about exactly about my conversation with Goodwin yesterday. I think I relayed most of it in the high points. Goodwin said it's become a very emotional thing between Mrs. Kennedy and Manchester because she asked him to do this. And as a tribute, as a memoriam to her husband, but it has run amok and has become a very sensationalized, at least in look, Saturday Evening Post type thing. Now Goodwin said, and I'm just relaying his words. Goodwin said that on Wednesday of last week, Sunday of last week, there was a very intense, anguished 4-hour session at Hyannisport in which Bobby was president, Teddy was president, and others were present, including Gardner Coles, in which Teddy Kennedy said, if you, Gardner Coles, serialize this book, we're going to bring suit against you. And the firm of Rivkin and something or other up in New York has actually been retained to bring suit against Look magazine if they serialize this. Because according to Goodwin, and he simply, my conversation took place yesterday morning, he called me back last evening twice. So he's been on the phone all day, and he said he never mentioned my name or anything. He was doing it on his own. He says that according to him, that they at Manchester for $650,000 has been offered serialization in Look magazine. And of course, Look magazine does deal in sensationalism. And Goodwin says there's a big fight going on right now, and that Teddy Kennedy and Steve Smith, acting for Mrs. Kennedy, have said that if it is serialized in Look, that they're going to bring suit to try to enjoin Look from doing it. But we'll know.
All right, anything else?
No, sir.
Abe?
No, sir.
I don't believe that, of course. I think that this is a presentation of the Kennedys. Ms. Shriver called me a number of times and talked to me, and Ms. Kennedy said that she wanted him to do this book, and I think from the questions and answers that he asked you, that this is another part of the Look poll that began in Iowa and the Gallup and all of it. I think this is an attempt to battle is to charge us with stealing the Bible. The next battle will be imposing on Ms. Kennedy. The next battle will be imposed on Bobby and on his mother and so forth. Where he will wind up as great the hero and we'll wind up as great thug.
That's right.
We saw something else that isn't quite consistent with this, which said that Mrs. K was trying to arrange it so that Look magazine, instead of publishing six, this in six, would compact it into three articles.
Yes, well, you and him talk about that. George will go on and... And that'll be it. Much blood.
Yes, sir. Abe, yes, sir.
Waiting.
What do you think we should do? Well, I'm available to you anyway, anyhow. Do you want me to call Judge Hughes?